everybody. Welcome to The Consumerist. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ricky.
And we're back.
Wow.
And we're in Arizona.
We are together again. Let me, okay, we have so much to unpack, so much to tell you, and it's also like bottled up because we haven't recorded in a long time.
I
like
know.
We just took a bit of a hiatus. I think that was natural.
Yeah.
But I feel like whatever we've gone through, like the bonds we formed, the shopping bonds we formed in the last week, and just the people, the sights, the things.
It's so true.
I've got energy for consumerists again. We're going to go
We're going to do it. It was so funny right before we recorded. I'm like, I feel like we're not going to have anything to talk about because we've literally been talking all day, every day to each other.
Ugh.
Like, there's not a thought. Like, I don't just let a thought come to my head and like let it pass.
That's true.
No.
We're open books. We are open books to each other, which is A, amazing. B, it's so good,
it's so
refreshing.
Okay, so where are we? We're in Ricky's kitchen. It's
yep.
Thursday of my trip. So I've been here for a full official week. This is
one week.
And so we're not sick of each other yet.
I was literally thinking this morning, I'm like, how is it possible that we're so compatible?
I know.
Matt and I were planning a trip to New York, but the twist was that we're inviting Sarah and I'm to stay with Sarah, not Matt, in a room. Right? Like that's how it's going here. And it feels so right. Like
it feels
every time. And sometimes, you know, some friends you're amazing with, but together, you know what I mean? In space and staying in stressful situations, driving here. No, none of that. None of that's happening. And it's only getting better. And I'm like really sad that it's coming. Kind of drawing to an end, but you know what? It also opened up a door to like possibilities that were very compatible together for everything.
I know.
Yeah. So
and honestly,
really
this is a 3-hour flight from Calgary. It's so easy. I marked
so
a bunch
easy.
Of papers, had a glass of wine and was in Calgary or was in Arizona. Like it's so easy to come
and, like,
down. So
we have a twisted way of thinking. Like we'll say to each other, well, you just saved like $2,000 or $3,000 on hotels. So that means that you now have that much money to spend on a Louis Vuitton Neverfall.
Matt is getting so
He closes up. He clammed up last night when we were talking. Remember, what was it now?
Well, I said
if you save 40%
on that dress.
If you save 40% on a $1,200 dress, you've actually unlocked 40% of extra spending power.
I'm like, well, that means now for the rest of the trip, I have like $700 to spend on stuff. So if I don't buy the dress, like... Well, and it was because I didn't buy that Louis Vuitton bag. So I was like, well, that was 2,000 USD. But
so
the dress is only $1,200. So I've actually saved $800 on this trip.
Well, already you've saved that much. But in a way, somehow in my head, you've accumulated like thousands of dollars to spend. But I don't know. That doesn't make sense to other people.
But we get it. Matt is not here for that. But we're having the three of us are having such a nice time.
Really
I feel like it's always just the three of us.
Oh,
like,
it's so nice.
It's
okay.
So fun.
So should we kind of go in chronological orders on our shopping?
Yeah.
Like
well,
what we've
give,
discovered.
Let's give the people what they want.
Okay. Okay, so you had a shopping list coming down here, right? Like you...
Sort of.
Like you had some things that you thought,
right? Yeah, I just wanted to see what was like on offer. I did think I wanted to get like a, you know, I wanted to go to the Prada boutique, maybe go get a Prada wallet or get the Louis Vuitton bag. So I arrived Thursday night, Friday, we went 3 malls. There was no slowing down.
We walked 22,000 steps shopping on that first day.
Actually...
That's 10 miles of just shopping.
It was so great.
And you know, okay, here's the thing here. Shopping's good, but it's not amazing. It's not LA. It's not New York.
It's really not.
Yeah. No, it's not that great. Like,
it's not
you
that
do
different.
Have access. It's not that different, but you're hot Calgary. Like it's basically, it's just
hot
Calgary. It's not quite like an alpha city, you know, like you're not shopping in London. You're not shopping. So you're not getting that much different.
And
right?
I found the stores are really different. So there's not like a ton. We've stumbled into some really cute like local boutiques,
yeah,
like general
stores. Yeah, there's some of that. But honestly, like, and right now with how the exchange is going and tax here is 10% and you're 5% in Alberta.
Yeah.
Like that's a big difference. And then the exchange rate. So you're kind of almost better off shopping some of those big ticket items in Calgary.
Yeah. That was a bit of a rude awakening,
yeah.
I think,
but
it's still been, I mean, what did I get so far? So we headed straight towards the Chanel Beauty Boutique, which was, as great as Ricky made it out to be. I'm sitting beside
so
a pile of samples right now. Of
and
Chanel
we,
samples.
Oh my God. We really worked the samples. We went to multiple Chanel counters to try and get like Well, these are so good. Okay, so
it's like $20 worth of perfume in this little vial. I swear,
there's like 40 sprays in. There's yes. like 20 wares in one of those little. Like the Chanel samples, fragrance samples are the best in the biz.
So good.
They really are. It's a full spray. There's a lot in there. So, okay. So we went into the Chanel Beauty Boutique and it's so good. So they good. Have every single thing that the beauty and fragrance line offers. And literally sunglasses. Everything.
And sunglasses. Which are gaudy.
Well, oof. The shapes were good, but then they have like big Chanel written on the sides and double C's and pearls and
no. Okay, very and of course strange. The staff absolutely loved Ricky in there as oh, always. They, loved they were you literally too. Like my gathering God, at the door, like, sending us off.
Yes, was, that's right. There was four staff. Of them, yeah. It was like Downton Abbey, like leaving the house when they all have to gather. Like everyone was waving us yeah. off and like running to you and bringing you extra samples.
So great. It was and like, so great.
We talked a big game, but only walked out of there with one lipstick and one lip balm. That was our purchase, but they treated us really well. Yeah. Like the customer service, I have to say here, is very good.
It very blew good. Very my friendly, mind very how good level. The customer service is. And yeah. then when we were in that Evereve store and like the whole staff flocked and we're in the back and they were like, we want to see the shirt on you and four staff and they're calling other and staff nice. Over.
Like not like, high pressure. They so were like really interested.
I know. I loved it.
Okay. Wait. So at Chanel, we had a couple epiphanies. So yes. fragrance, like they have this line of exclusives and they're $400 a bottle USD.
So, but they're so okay.
1957
is my new favorite. It smells like rich bougie lady, and that is the vibe. I keep spraying on myself and catching a whiff of myself,
and you're like, who is that mysterious like woman? Yes. Who is that heiress in the room? But it's you,
understated heiress. Like, who is this? It's amazing. Go spell 1957 if you can find. I'm sure they have it at Holt. Like, I feel like we probably
they do. They have it in the yeah. Chanel boutique. They don't have it okay. out with like the commoners. They have it inside of the boutique at Holt's. Okay.
Okay. Good to know. So that, and then
well,
Ricky got me the most. I got the most amazing red lipstick, Pirate, from Chanel. It's beautiful. Oh. Even the Chanel lipsticks, like you like push it down and this
the, piece the pops up and it's like. The experience is everything.
Stunning. Wouldn't let me leave without it. Got me this beautiful red lipstick. It's stunning.
It's the type of so thing that, like, so I would have to say you're kind of like a no makeup person, right? Like you love a natural face. You love like light skin, like a good brow, you know?
Yeah.
You pop on this Pirate lipstick and you are, it's cool. It is cool. Hearts. They were really going hard. Like they were like your hair, everything about your, eyes, your look, yeah. you were wearing that, you were wearing that leather jacket and like cool yeah. girl, like very French looking. And I think they really respond to that with the brand, with the yeah. Chanel brand, like the way that you kind of your vibe and everything. Okay. But there were two others. We have Coromandel and Sycamore as well for
yeah.
you. And you're wearing Coromandel right now. How is that?
It's good.
Okay.
Ricky's sniffing me. That's why we were taking a pause.
Sarah.
I know. I was just made for the exclusive collection of Chanel. I don't want the really I don't want the main Chanel lines anymore. I want the exclusive Chanel line.
No, it's all exclusives. But the good thing is 400 USD for 200 mils. I looked it up last night. 200 mils.
Okay. So that's big. That's big.
That's like a jug of perfume. Jug. Like that's a jug.
A jug of Chanel.
You can douse. And, you know, whatever. So the French way is to douse. So.
Well, it's true.
Okay. And then, so we walked out of there with some epiphanies, which were great. Mm-hmm. But there was another store. So we went to this like Scottsdale Quarter.
Yes.
It's like this big outdoor mall, like just all that type of stuff.
And then we went to the store called, I always see it, I don't know if anyone, but it's like influencers, I feel like are always tagging it. It's called Evereve. Not to be confused with Evernew, which is that the Melbourne, Australia brand that's like popping up in malls. Like now I think Chinook has like its own storefront. Mm-hmm. But this is Evereve. And so I've never seen one. I think it's only in the US. And it's kind of... It's their own brand, but then they have like a Goldie Jeans, and they had some like other like Hudson lines.
And
yeah,
didn't they have some Levi's? They had Levi's. Like they just had cool girl clothes. Like I have to say,
I loved their stuff.
Everything in there was merchandised and bought in a way that it all worked together, and it's just creating the look like mm-hmm. a great like Southwestern America, like LA vibe.
Yeah, it was really good. We're going to have to go. I want to do one more hit of that store.
Yeah, we need to go there again.
And do like a deep dive. I just bought this one shirt. It was sort of, I mean, the prices were a little like, whew. There was a few things that I was like, okay. Honestly, like when everything's in that 150 USD range,
and it's all and USD, you're like, right? So it's hard for a Canadian.
Yeah, but I've worn that black shirt like 3 times.
Basically, that's true. Since I bought it, it's like already perfect with every single thing you own that you brought too.
Yeah,
like,
it's really literally good. Currently in the washing machine because I've worn it so many times. But it was like a sleeveless, just kind of a great. It's sort of like that style with the sleeveless with like the muscle shirt with like the actual shoulder pads in it. Yeah. But that just doesn't flatter me as well. So, and this guy in the store overheard me saying like, I was admiring this white version and he was like, oh, we really just got this in. Doesn't have the shoulder pads, tried it on, bought it.
It just has like these detailings, these like pleats in the shoulder. So it gives the illusion of a broad, like a kind of a structured shoulder, but it's not.
Oh. It's not adding like bulk, which is nice.
So, really good. And
then what else did we? Oh, and then we went to the Levi's store and I bought, Ricky eyed it.
Well,
found
no,
it.
First we had a mishap. So we went to the Madewell, which was underwhelming.
It felt very stuck in like 5 years ago. There was a lot of eyelet, crochet.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it was baby doll. It was kind of weird, like daisies everywhere and not really feeling the Madewell. And there was an oversized jean jacket there.
It's called the trucker jean jacket.
And how much was it though?
150, I think. Yeah.
USD. Okay. Still USD. And Sarah really wants a silhouette, right? And you put it on and in your head, it was amazing. And I looked and I wouldn't even let you go look at the mirror. I'm like, you can't sully your eyes with this silhouette. Like it is not, don't look at yourself. Like it'll ruin your day.
Yeah. I put it on you. The look on your face was like, absolutely not.
I just deflated inside. I just know.
Mm-mm. What did you say yesterday? We were looking at something and you're like, my response was either my eyes. Yeah, were flight or fight. And my eyes chose to flee instantly. I couldn't even look at it.
I couldn't even look, right? Because there's better cuts out there. And the price was kind of crazy. So we went to Levi's.
Yes. And then Ricky eyed, and I didn't see anything, but Ricky Hawkeyes, this pile of folded jackets. I'm like, how do you even know what this looks like? It's folded.
Why was it folded?
He was like, it's the perfect color. I'm telling you, pick it up, put it on. It's their 80s jacket.
Ugh, this
it
jacket.
Is so good. Oh my God.
It's cut. This is the brilliant thing about it. Mm. It is cut to look oversized, but it doesn't fit oversized. No. It fits right, but it just has, the cut is right.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It even goes up a little tiny bit at the back. Like it's cropped, but it's not like the cropping like up to the waist. It still goes, it's an oversized crop, which is like hard to explain, but like they've done it perfectly.
Perfectly. You've already worn that several times since. Like I just can't get over how good it is. It's so good.
Yeah.
So that was a plus. So then we went to the big like fashion square mall.
Yes.
And you know, it's just a scene. I mean, it is a scene.
If you're in Scottsdale, you have must to go there to
because
the vibes.
Like, the vibes and like okay, like there's a Dior, a Cartier, a Rolex, a Gucci, a Louis Vuitton, a Prada, everything like right around there, and then like kind of like old school Neiman Marcus, which is fun.
Yes, and a Nordstrom.
Nordstrom.
Everything.
Okay, but.
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, let me set you a picture of the type of people in this mall. Everyone is wearing sweatpants
tights. It's crazy.
Carrying $8,000 bags. It is.
Like carrying so many Gucci shopping bags that they are overburdened. But you look at their clothes and you're like, did you just roll out of bed and come here? Like,
yeah, it's
but
crazy.
But that's the look. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't understand it.
I think it's what's so interesting is that there's so many, all of those like high-end boutiques we just listed, all the brands, they're only carrying like shoes and accessories.
They're not really
carrying the clothes. So it's like people don't know how to dress themselves,
but they don't put on
an $8,000 bag.
Right. They don't have access to good clothes. They are, it's kind of like, I'm sorry, it's a bit of a trashy vibe. And then they're just investing in statement bags.
I've never seen anything like it.
Not even nice bags, right?
No.
Like they're just getting heavily monogrammed, heavily logoed bags to show that it's this much money, right?
I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. That night we were out for dinner.
Fun. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's tell the Dillard story.
Okay. Let's
that
go there
was...
first. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, Sarah's looking for a never. Well, you were looking for two statement things, a Prada
wallet
and a Neverfull
Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah. So we did go into Prada, into the Neiman Marcus Prada because the other Prada is actually moving location. So it was closed.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
You have to go in there and pretend like you want to buy everything and you just can't choose on the color. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a funny vibe. And
I know. I didn't get the wallet. I just, I don't know, 1,000 USD for a wallet.
I really think though with the wallet, like I can justify anything with a paperware strategy.
Yes.
With a wallet.
I know, true.
Especially
true.
Like a pocketbook wallet, mm-hmm. you will use that for 10 years.
I agree, like the classic every day, long.
It's a classic long. You could even use that as a clutch going out.
I
you
know.
Could, you know what I mean? So there, it's a better buy than a lot of bags.
Yeah, yeah. It's
kind
true.
Of an entry level into like pure luxury.
I agree. I'll continue to obsess over it for a year to come, yeah. probably. So
it was nice.
It was nice.
But it's steep. Like it's really hard to
it
justify.
It was wild.
Yeah.
So then we went into the Dillard's because I just have never been into Dillard's. And I'm like, what is a Dillard's?
Well,
like,
I don't understand. And I'm like, I have to show you this. It is 190,000 square feet or something. Like it's the
it's
biggest
huge.
Dillard. You didn't even go to the second floor.
What? There was a
that
second
was
floor
That was only
that?
The first floor, Sarah.
I've never seen so
that
many
was
things.
That's recreated. On the second floor, 100%.
What could even be up there?
It's homeware and women's. It is
wow.
wild. It's such a big store. I don't even know how.
I don't even know. Honestly, like, and every square inch was like, was stuff. It wasn't like when you're in an empty store. Like, it is packed
I love it,
so densely.
It's still the type that will have a sale rack where you're like, really? Like, kind of the bay sales.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of that vibe. They have to move so much merchandise and they have to liquidate that shit. So, I like Dillard's. So, okay. Well,
it was
okay.
funny.
But it's, you know, it's packed full of shit brands. Like, it's not great. Like, although they have Polo Ralph Lauren and a good, big, nice selection of Polo. That's my jam. So, I like going there for that. But generally, it's not that great. But anyway, I knew that they had this kind of like a vintage luxury bag section mm-hmm. that they had like, you know, four or five bags at behind glass. And I was like, oh, maybe there's something here that you would want.
Yep. So we're just creeping around and I'm like looking at this. So yeah, Chinook has this now too. Did I tell you about this? Chinook has this whole in the Bay in Chinook. It's like this, it's this like outside company that's like setting up space in department stores to sell vintage bags. It's largely Louis Vuitton, but there was other brands as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's like a secondhand vintage almost in these department stores.
Yeah.
So there
and
was one of these
the,
in Dillard's.
This was the same brand.
Yeah, as
this
Chinook.
Was the same thing as the Chinook one, right? So yeah, so we're milling about, kind of like there were some nice bags and everything. So we're looking and this lady comes up to us and Sarah and tell the story.
Oh, so and she was just like, oh, we have, I have more bags in the, through there and like points
through
to this
door.
And it was honestly this like brown heavy security door that maybe would go to like a janitor's
a hallway,
closet. Or
kind
like,
of like a corridor hallway that
yes,
would lead to like behind
the
scenes.
Bowels
like,
of the store.
Bowels of the store. And we're like, what? Like. And she's like, yeah, just walk through that door. And I'm like, no, this is weird. Like, are you an employee?
Is she going to kidnap us?
Yeah, like, are you even an employee? Because she popped out of nowhere.
She did.
She really came out of nowhere. She opens this door and leads us into a Narnia room of Louis Vuitton and Prada and bags.
Like, just everywhere. There's just bags
like
everywhere.
40 bags.
Yeah.
Like just lined up.
No
like
security tags, just
nothing.
Chilling.
Just and then she's like, I'll leave you in here. And she just left. And at that moment
we have
I'm
a
like,
photo. We'll
steal? Yeah,
post
we'll
that.
Post
yeah.
it. And it only tells a quarter of like a fraction of the story. I don't know why we didn't do a 360
because
it was really funny.
Because I was in absolute shock that I was in this
it was shocked.
Back
so,
room full of like thousands of dollars worth of purses.
So they
of
had a Neverfull, but you don't want the pink. The most common interior for the Neverfull is
red.
The pink red.
Yeah.
Kind of like a hot pink. And you're not into that. So they didn't have, they had one with the pink.
Yeah.
But then you saw something else that kind of struck your
oh,
fancy.
Like a big travel bag, like a beautiful
the
duffel.
All.
Oh, so nice.
And you just
nice.
Saw yourself flitting through airports worldwide with this big duffel bag or weekender and everything. And it's really good. I've always been tempted
smelling
to
like
get
1957.
One of those.
Just
exactly.
Leave me a trail
just
of
a real cloud of class. Oh,
but alas,
good.
I didn't buy one.
It's the back killer, honestly.
Yeah.
The 55. So you're looking at the 55. It is a great size, but if you fill that with anything, it's going to be like literally 55 pounds.
It honestly would be.
So,
I cannot carry that through
you know,
an airport.
It's like, no, it's not feasible for the airport. So you'd have to go with like, I would say 45 or 50.
Yeah.
But just go in Calgary at your own leisure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just think about that.
I know. And you can go online too. Anyways,
or
it was
online.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was quite the experience. That shopping was quite the experience. And then
so,
that night though, the best part was we went back to the mall because there's two kind of like really bougie restaurants,
so
Francesca and
Francine
and Nobu across the street. Okay. at people watching was like something I've never seen in my entire life. It was everything I could have ever wanted. So first of all, there was these guys sitting at the bar. This one guy was wearing sunglasses and a backwards hat the whole night.
And like gym pants. It's like, come on.
Oh my God. And this was like a really nice French restaurant.
Really?
Like,
this was beautiful inside. Yeah.
And he's with his friend who just, I don't know what that guy's vibe was. I don't know what that guy was
like
doing.
Kind of like embarrassed to be with him and like kind of looking around shifty. Like, I don't know. I don't know who they are.
It was crazy.
They're like, they look like Vegas gamblers, kind of like poker players.
Book the wrong flight, maybe.
X like crossed with like crypto people. Like that's what they look totally. Like. And so we're just kind of getting a vibe. Like we're looking around. There's a lot to see at this place. Let me tell you.
So much to see.
And then a couple girls joined them.
Full tight Lululemon pants, running shoes, crop tops. Full glam though, like full makeup, full hair, like bam.
Lashes, like.
And then like $6,000 Yves Saint Laurent bags on their
And just, arm. Wow.
What?
Wow.
It was
and
fascinating.
Outside the valet is just like Lamborghini, Maserati, Bentleys. It's just a fun thing to see. And then we kind of like just capped off the night with walking around Old Town Scottsdale. And yeah. It was really.
Just saw people and just saw what people were doing. Yeah. The outfits and the vibe. Oh my gosh. I could just watch people. It's just so great.
It was good. And then, okay.
That was Friday. That was just one Friday.
That was the first day. Second day, we did epic walk into Tempe, and you found a nice sweatshirt that you liked.
I did. I kind of want to buy an Arizona State sweatshirt, but like they have, since we've been in university, the university's fashion has evolved
it's
so
a
much.
Thing. Every single ASU student is wearing an ASU sweatshirt. It's the thing.
What a beautiful campus that is, too.
Beautiful campus. We went to the Sun Devils, like, merch store, and it's a massive store of like full of it's really quite amazing. Like what they have there for students is really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good.
And then we went to the Uptown Shopping District and that was cool. There were some boutiques there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And Uptown that little general store.
Yeah. And then
got a
tea towel. And then we went to Valentine's to sit and have, and they like duped us on the olives. So we just put Sarah off for a bit, but
it was okay.
Oh, that but was very a nice spot. Place too. Great spot.
And a
love
beautiful
it.
Vintage shop. I love a restaurant with a store in it.
Vintage store, modern
here for that.
It's called. Yeah, like really gorgeous. One of my lamps, but I would love to know what it retails for here. Like I would love to know how much that lamp, because I spend a lot in Canada, so I think it's probably a pretty penny.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then what? Sunday. What did we do Sunday? We went for
brunch.
Walk.
We did a
brunch.
Big Cantico. We
that
went to this like
fun.
Fabulous Mexican place for brunch and had like that queso.
Yes. And then I got a facial. I got a dermaplaning. That's the news. Oh my gosh. That was the big story of Sunday.
That's the big story of Sunday.
Well, brunch was really great. That brunch was amazing.
Brunch was great. Ugh. And then you're like, I really want to try dermaplaning. And like, so we found a place.
It was awesome. I've been thinking about dermaplaning for so long, and I don't know if anyone's had it, but it's basically like where they take a scalpel, not even joking, an actual scalpel, and they like take off a layer of your skin, the first layer of your skin, basically, and any like peach fuzz, and your skin just like glows, and like products go on smoother, things sit nicer on your skin.
Oh.
So we went to
and they did extraction.
Oh, this facial I had, it was this place called Melt by Melissa. And I had this amazing man named Alex, and he did such a good job. So he starts with that, like basically shaving a layer off of skin off my face. And then he did like this really crazy extraction, which was so painful, but like, oh my gosh.
Ugh.
Then I got this type that it was a facial workout too. He was called the face whipping. I was trying so hard not to laugh, but he was literally like smacking my face. You could work out some serious aggression on people if that was your job.
You could. You could really punish a bad customer, hey, a bad client. And then I went to pick Sarah up and I was like, I could spot her skin from I was walking up and I saw a glow emitting from that building. And it was you. It was impressive. It's absolutely impressive. I've never seen glowier skin.
It was amazing.
I want to get that done. Like, I'd love to go.
Oh, I can't recommend it enough. I mean, now I'm going to have to find a place in Calgary. So get ready while I start the hunt. I know there's a few places in Calgary, but honestly, Alex ruined the whole experience.
Good.
Now I have to fly down every other month for my facial.
I've only had an extraction facial once in my life. And the woman did a couple extractions that were so massive that she had to go run and show coworkers. so crazy. Like, could you imagine the unprofessional?
And that then, is crazy.
It's crazy. But I was laughing. But I had this weird emotional response after this facial. Like, I went home.
Cried about how beautiful
I went
you
home
are.
And cried.
Because you're like, I'm so beautiful.
I don't know. There was something about self-care maybe at the time. This was a long time ago. And I spent, it was something about self-care. It was something about the extraction process or just the whole thing. I had this like crazy, like emotional reaction. It was really kind of, and I've never done it. Maybe it just scarred me from facials.
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of things that when they work on certain parts of your body, it's supposed to release emotion where you hold on to things,
right? It does. There's like muscle memory. There's like, yeah, kind of like you hold trauma. And do I hold trauma in my pores?
Maybe.
It's like,
you never know.
They're such big blackheads. They're like, have their minds of their own. Okay, so that was Monday.
That was Sunday. And then Sunday night, we went to Target. That was so funny. Ricky came into me and Matt were sitting in the living room, both reading the book, doing something. And Ricky comes in and is like, does anyone want to go to Target? And Matt was like, I literally can't imagine anything I'd rather do less. And I was running to get my purse.
Like, I can't I already had
my purse and shoes on and was like, appeared beside him. I was like, whenever you're ready.
So we went to Target, which is like shopping and, you know, it's like pretty slim pickings in some aisles. It's kind of weird still.
It's looking like Target Canada in there. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. There's still like some supply issues at Targets. I don't know.
They but the home stuff it. Is just, it's good. It's as good as you think it is, everyone. And we're being deprived in Canada. That's the one thing where I was like, we are legit. We went to a Nordstrom Rack. But the Target.
Target was good. It's good. And like, honestly, where can you go get like something nice looking for $20? Like, a nice lamp or something. Okay, there's some laundry spinning, if anyone can hear that. But, you know, we're living our lives here.
I literally have settled in so far now that I'm doing laundry in Ricky and Matt's house.
So then Sarah worked from home for Monday and Tuesday. And we did like cocktails and games one night and listened to tango. And, you know, it was really good. Wednesday was 2.0. So yesterday we started vacation 2.0.
Literally, and you know how me and Ricky chose to start it? We went to downtown Scottsdale to Pistino, and we sat on the patio and literally drank our lunch. I had 2.5 glasses of wine and some olives. That's what I had for lunch yesterday.
And that place, it is just a culture.
Oh.
We step in there and it's packed.
Like
fully packed
at 1:32.
Every seat is full, and it's totally. Like the craziest good happy hour until like 6 p.m. $6 glasses of wine. It was so great. It's just such a great atmosphere. Sarah had intense eye contact from a very rich looking like
older man,
like an heir to a throne. I don't know who was that man. Like the a child of the Lamborghini family or Ferrari family or something, right? Like,
damn, yeah, wow.
Just like,
it's that dress. Look. I'm telling you, it's that dress. That dress breaks really, hearts all over the world.
It really does, doesn't it?
It's the shirt dress. It's that like 1950s looking like shirt dress from Aritzia. That it's like, I think they call it the house dress or something. I don't know. It's
instantly got buttons down the front. Like a compliment, love that dress. And then I was like, Sarah, you need to get this dress in every color available. And we were looking at the table. I'm like, white, tan, red, everything. But they only have like black.
I know. It'll come back for the spring. Yeah. I think. Yeah. So that was so great. Then we went to this like crazy boutique next door called Stephanie's. And
I'm
it was so well curated.
Oh my God. They had like heretic perfumes and candles and these like create a wall of perfect t-shirts. Like
they had the
gorgeous.
What was the Levi's that were like
it's like remade.
Yeah.
So it's like Levi's and someone, maybe it's Levi's or maybe it's another company that takes them and kind of recrafts them and like makes it more modern.
That's
a modern
so
cut
cool.
from a vintage Levi.
They're beautiful. Everything there was so expensive.
So nice,
and then
so
I found
expensive.
So expensive. Then I found this leather dress. It was on it. It's like buttery. It had like a sweetheart neckline and it was tight and it goes right to the knee. I picked up and I was like, please don't be in my size. Please don't be in my size. Was in my size. The only one left in the store.
Mm-hmm.
It was $1,250. But she was like, don't worry that. Or she was just like, oh, just so you know, that whole rack is 40% off. I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Oh,
totally doable.
That's like so cheap now.
$800. It's only $800 now. Oh, I'm going to think about that
beautiful.
Dress for the rest
of my
days.
I think you should have tried it. We were rushing home though. We had to get home because we had a full day of pool.
Oh, because I was hosting people here.
Yeah, we like really Sarah somehow hosted people at my place already. And that was nice. We had a great day at the pool. Honestly, our pool area is so great because there's like big seating areas and big canopy beds and like, it's good.
Yeah. Guys, I actually feel like I'm at a wellness retreat right now. Their building has two pools. It has outdoor cabanas. It has literally like when you're in Vegas and they have those like lounge things with like the tarps or the canopies over it. Like they have that. Then there's a full gym outside. There's fire pits, communal barbecues. There's cornhole setup. Like I legit feel like I'm at a resort when I send someone a video.
Yeah, there's an Airstream trailer that you can just go vibe in.
There's outdoor bars that you could like host a party at. Like every time I send someone a photo, they're like, are you at a resort?
Yeah,
like,
that's really great.
Oh, the multiple co-work space. That's the thing. Matt and I have been basically co-workers for the last 3 days, sitting across from each other in the co-work spaces, taking meetings. I had lecture. We're like just going for it.
It's been so good. It's so livable, right? And then like every day we go for a big walk and everything. So
there's actually a trail directly outside of their house. We go for, I've been getting up and going for walks at 7:30 in the morning. Who am I? It's amazing.
Yep.
And every morning I come out, I hear Matt and Ricky getting up, then I come out after them, and on the counter, there's my coffee, a cup, a coffee pot, and my creamer just sitting out waiting for me. I'm gonna cry. I actually feel like I'm at some type of wellness retreat. I've gone to the gym. Who am I? I've been rowing at the gym.
Multiple nights. You've been rowing like every night. This
I
is like
know.
And this morning we hiked like to the like a midpoint of a like one of our kind of small mountains.
We did a casual 5K this morning just because.
Just because. This is how it's going. And it hasn't stopped. This is still in the midst. So today we are going to the nicest spa, like one of the nicest spas in America. It's called The Sanctuary.
I feel like I can't.
I shaved my body for this and I'm like, Sarah, looking at my torso, because I haven't shaved my like chest for 10 years, maybe over 10 years. I'm like looking at my torso is like moon bathing. Bathing in the moon.
He came out. I was so serious about it.
Oh my God. So, but I'm ready. I'm going for it.
Oh, we're going for it. Honestly, yeah, I'm so excited. I just can't even. We're going to the bougiest spot. Like we are, and then we're going to stay, go to the bar there. I can't even. I'm so excited for this. I'm getting a coconut body scrub. The only thing I'm worried about this coconut body scrub is that I have a bit of a tan.
Yeah.
And I'm really convinced she's going to wipe.
Yeah.
She's going to scrub my entire tan off. But you know what?
That's you still have time. You still have time.
I have a little bit of time.
A little bit of time. Although it's cooling down. Like we're getting some hot days, like 30, 31, 32.
Yesterday was a scorcher.
And it's supposed to cool down a little bit, but you'll still get some sun.
I'll get some sun. It'll be good. So we have that. And then tomorrow we're going to a pool party.
Lilo Swim Club.
Cannot wait for that. We went to, so it's at Arrive Hotel. If anyone's looking for a spot in Scottsdale, Arrive Hotel is so cute.
It's so cute.
They have a pool. Yeah. The swim club that you can go to. And then we just bought like chairs cause we're not staying there, but guests can obviously just go there. Right. And then we have they have this rooftop bar top.
We went to Say When. It's called Say When, and it was so cute. And like they were like getting seated and they're like, we're overwhelmed. we can't take the volume right now.
So funny.
And it was so funny. Like everywhere we've gone, everyone's been like confiding in us, like so cool, so nice. So
everyone's been great.
We were getting coffees at Phil's and like the person said, thank you. You guys have been the most insane, best customers I've ever had. Like at a drive-through coffee place.
Because Ricky ordered a small, but they accidentally charged him for a medium. And when we got to the counter, it's a drive-through. Oh my gosh. Can we also need to talk about the drive-throughs here?
Oh, so good.
I'm obsessed.
Drive-through everything.
But we,
Oh no. And her eyes went blank. Like she was so scared. There was such a lineup. And she was so stressed. I'm like,
I don't need my 75 cents back. She was trying to refund it. We're like, no, it's like really okay.
50 cents.
People must be so crazy here. That makes me so sad though, that people are that crazy.
Oh, people are crazy.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We haven't even talked about our other favorite store that we've been going to. I've discovered the joys of Trader Joe's. Okay, that's the end of my dryer. Sorry. That's the end of my wash, everyone. Sorry.
Sarah's blacks are done. Yeah. The tights are clean.
I literally brought an entire, he was like, what are you washing? And it was just a giant pile of black clothes. I was like, my summer blacks are ready. Matt and I dress exactly, Matt and I.
You really do
Matt
have a black have a vibe going on vibe. In yeah. the heat of the desert. But hey. So Trader Joe's
has just
been a hit after hit after hit after hit.
We've I've literally gone in there every time and spent like, I don't know, $70 on snacks.
Just snacks? Just nuts. What are you getting? Nuts.
Some spices.
Oh, some cowboy caviar. Best salsa ever.
Oh, pimento cheese dip. The pimento cheese is so good. The popcorn. So many spices. I got everything but the
barbecue nuts.
Yeah. What else have we got?
Oh, you've been doing your really like bougie kind of like avocado toast with everything bagels and lox, and it's good. Oh,
so
Trader
good.
Joe's is a special place.
It really is. Good. It's like a warehouse, but it's amazing.
It
in
is
there.
So good. They even have like a great little flower section, and it's nice. So
I love it. We did a Whole Foods run too. I mean, Whole Foods is great, but Trader Joe's is like cooler.
Trader Joe's is better.
Yeah,
better.
I think it's better for sure. So we've been doing that. We found it. Monday was the only day that we did not walk into a store. Monday, because we didn't really leave.
We didn't really leave here. Okay, so is there anything on your list? Like, are we going back anywhere? Where's your hit list now? Like,
okay.
Saturday is a great day for us to go shopping.
Yeah,
again, right?
Saturday. So then, after swim club, we're kind of Saturday. And then I fly home Sunday.
That's we have go for an epic brunch at Buck and Rider, which is so good
on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
We were at a brunch place on Sunday morning, and they gave us this, like, it was basically bottomless mimosas, but it was a bottle of...
How much was that? Yeah,
they gave you a bottle of sparkling wine for $12 or something.
And orange juice. It was like $12 or $16?
We had like 6 mimosas. It was so great.
Crazy. So good.
Ugh, man. Okay, so I want to go back to Evereve for sure and do like a deep dive of that.
Yeah.
We need to get more. I need to come home with more of the 1957 Chanel.
Oh my God, Sarah.
I need it.
It's so good.
I don't know. I think that, and then on Friday night, we're going to go down to Phoenix and look in some of the boutiques down there, right? We're going shopping.
No, Saturday night, we're going to do like some kind of Roosevelt, like downtown shopping, some boutiques and stuff. And then we're going to do like just a big beer hall or something like that. Outdoor vibes and everything.
Love
that. It'd be very nice. Yeah.
It's so funny. Last night, Ricky and I, Matt and I were talking about something and someone was asking us what we have planned and Matt and I were just blankly looking at each other and I'm like, I don't know. We have to ask the boss.
I know. I'm trying to keep it together. I have an app of filled with all of our stuff. Every day has something and like notes and reservations.
I'm lucky. Thank you. It's been so great. It's been crazy. What about you? Anything else that you need to do a cruise
you
of?
You have seen the reaction to anything that I say I want to buy or anything? Matt goes wild on me. I'm like straight up just like unleashes on me in front of people. Like even if I facetiously say something like I'm gonna buy like my own Coromanda or Sycamore from Chanel or something, he freaks out. I don't know. What is it? Like maybe it's because I don't have a job.
Maybe it's because I'm not bringing in an income at this moment.
But the good news is on that front, yes. I have my work authorization, so soon I'll be a money earner. And then the consumerist is going to turn into overdrive. Because
look out.
It's on. It's on. I almost made Sarah come with me to a car dealership just to like look around. But we don't have time for this.
I will. I would totally go. I would have gone. Oh, okay. The other underwhelming thing. So Nordstrom Rack was underwhelming for sure. I would say the Nordstrom Rack in Canada is honestly better than I've been to.
Yeah.
World Market was like not what I expected. I don't know if you guys have ever seen a World Market, but I was expecting it to be, I don't know. I mean, there is some cool house stuff in there that if you just to build. Yeah.
I wouldn't do furniture house there necessarily. They have like a good international food section. So if you want a specific ingredient, like a Japanese kind of sushi ingredient or something like French or like, you know, those types of things, that's okay. Their wine section is really good actually. Like really good, like little like things that kind of Matt knows. And their home section, like the pans and stuff, like they have some good brands of stuff. Like they have Chemex, they have a lot of coffees and a lot of stuff like that. But their actual like wares aren't that great.
It was crazy in there. Yeah. Everything that you could need was in there. Like
it's bizarre. It's a
fake
bizarre
flowers
market.
Beside spices beside.
But you know that it's owned by Bed Bath & Beyond. It's the same company.
I could actually totally see that.
Yeah, it's the same company.
Interesting.
Which I hadn't realized. Yeah. So okay, that and then we went into Ulta, but Ulta, all the brands. The only thing that's worth buying here if you're a Canadian is if they legit just don't even have the brand in Canada. But otherwise, everything else, you're just better off buying it in Canada, honestly.
Yeah, we are getting kind of like a better,
everything's in Canada now. And certain things, like maybe take a little bit of time to get, you know, to go to Canada, but eventually everything makes its way.
I mean, good thing I didn't end up ordering a second suitcase because I was like, I'll order it when I come down there, but I actually didn't need it.
No,
so
you're good.
I did bring down a 47-pound suitcase with me.
You might have to, well, you did unload a few gifts for us, so that's good. So yeah, you have a little bit of room.
Like 4 pounds of stuff, maybe.
But you're legit, like, you want to take back a salsa, and I don't know if that's the right thing.
I don't think that's the right thing either. That cowboy caviar is going to have to stay here. Yeah. There's no way. Like, I don't think you can like, do that. What? That was stupid.
Like, it was
of me.
Definitely your floating that idea.
I bought one. There's one in my. I put you're one aside that I could bring
well,
it back.
Well, let's see how it goes. We can weigh your suitcase here.
Oh, God. Yeah. So I actually haven't gone crazy, which is kind of interesting. I think that it's a different experience than I thought it would be, but in a good way.
Yeah. Like, no, it's been. I think. It honestly, it's all about drinking. It's all about cocktails. It's all about drinking. Like scene stuff. It's all about like,
it really is.
You choose your Phoenix scene. You can go Scottsdale style. You can go North Scottsdale style. You can go Arcadia. You can go downtown. You know what I mean? There's different vibes here. And it's really all about dining and drinking. And
it's fat. I feel watching. Like every place we've gone to, the people have been so different.
Yes.
Which is so confusing. Like how?
It's just, well, I think you have in Scottsdale, you have like way more snowbirds and vacationers.
Right.
And in Phoenix, you have just like locals.
People who actually, and they're just cool and like different. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just fun to see it all.
I know. Watching people wander around Scottsdale, like that couple yesterday that just like completely walked sideways through
just like zombie walking in front of me. Like if I hadn't,
it was so
I could have killed them. I don't know. It was just crazy. So, okay. Consumerists. We're back.
I know. And I think we're going to wrap this up on like a bit of a short.
It's because, perfect.
I mean, it's a
this
good.
This was like a diary of our past week.
Yes.
And I think like our next episode will recap what we did beyond.
Yeah.
And then just get into it.
And just
for everything else.
Yeah. We just kind of ghosted everyone.
Sarah has a bonus to spend. That's going to be content for at least 2 episodes.
So true. And I'm going to Palm Springs in April. So
that's
see.
Good.
Yeah. Outlet.
You have to go to those outlets. Those are pretty good.
I forgot about those.
They're good.
But okay. Well, it was. We're glad we popped on. We're gonna actually literally have to go to the spa.
Sorry.
I gotta change my laundry over. We have a lot going on.
Yeah,
right
we have
now,
a lot going on.
So.
Off to the spa. So, well, until next time.
Happy shopping.
Bye.